thank you so much for coming out today for the rally on pay equity. It is great to see all of you here. I am Lynn Clausing, and I'm the legislative chair of the Wisconsin Federation of Business and Professional Women. BPW has been working to eliminate gender pay inequity for far too many years. We have been coming to Madison for the last 6 years to lobby our legislators on the issue. BPW is an advocacy organization for working women. Educating women and communities on the issues that affect our lives every day and working with legislators is why we were established. And what better way to do that than with this rally here today and the lobbying efforts we're going to have this afternoon. Equal Pay Day is a day recognized each year that women have to work through to earn what men have earned on the end of the previous year. This year, that day lands on April 24th. That equates to 77% gap. For women of color, Latino women, and women living here in Wisconsin, the percentage is even worse. We are here today to let our legislators know that this is an issue that affects women, families, businesses, and communities throughout the state. And it is something we take seriously. Pay inequity affects women not only today, but in her retirement years. Years that find more elderly women living in poverty than men. We cannot continue to allow our mothers to live without the income they need to survive. And we need to change the direction we are going so that our daughters do not face the same problems our mothers do. Granting pay equity is the right thing to do. Paying women for their capabilities, their expertise, their abilities is the law. But enforcing that law is difficult. We need to put some meat behind the current fair pay laws that exist. The Equal Pay Enforcement Act that we will be lobbying for this afternoon with our legislators does just that. We are not asking for special consideration, just an even playing field for employment opportunities and promotions. Not every working woman faces pay inequity, but there are far too many that do. We need to work together as a group to improve the lives of all. And we're really happy today because we have Senator Dave Hansen and Representative Christine Snicky who will be introducing or reintroducing the Equal Pay Enforcement Act here today. Senator Hansen.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here again, sixth year, and to be part of this. It's been mentioned the Equal Pay Enforcement Act sends an important message about the value that we as a society place on the efforts of individual workers. People deserve to be fairly compensated for putting in a hard day's work. We've had the same discussion when we discussed the minimum wage and we were able to move that forward. Now our goal absolutely is to move equal pay forward as well. And people ask me a lot, well, why you, Senator Hansen? Obviously you're a man. As a husband and a father of three grown daughters, and then my wife, and my four granddaughters, the newest one, I've got a lot of people to be looking out for in the future, and it's all about them. And I am angry that we are standing here yet again today talking about the wage gap that exists between men and women, both in our country and in Wisconsin. I don't understand how, in this day and age, there are people out there who still believe that women, many of whom could be their own wives and daughters, are not deserving of the same compensation as men when they are performing the same work. I want my daughters, my grandchildren, grandsons, and granddaughters alike to be able to achieve their American dream equally and for them to be rewarded on their merits and on their ability. We spend our lives as parents telling our children that if they work hard, if they do well in school and apply themselves, that there are no limits to what they can accomplish. It is way past time that we take the action necessary to fulfill that promise to all of them. When I first started in the legislature back in 2001, as Democrats, when we had the majority, we passed this legislation in the state Senate, only to have Assembly Republicans refuse to even give it a vote. Since then, there has not been a full vote in either house, despite the fact that women represent thousands of Wisconsin citizens in both chambers. And that is truly unfortunate, because the Equal Pay Act is not just about men and women earning the same pay for doing the same job. It is about so much more. It's about lifting our children out of poverty and strengthening families. It's about improving the quality of life across the board for Wisconsin families, from Oconto to Marinette, to Milwaukee, to Eagle River, to Green Bay, to Eau Claire. Nationally, working families lose $200 billion per year because women are paid less than men for the same work. Wisconsin families lose more than $4,000 per year due to unequal pay. In fact, while women nationally earn approximately 77 cents on a dollar compared to men, here in Wisconsin, women earn 75% of that earned by their male colleagues. As I mentioned before, like increasing the minimum wage, the Equal Pay Enforcement Act sends an important message about the value that we, as a society, place on the efforts of the individual workers. People deserve to be fairly compensated for putting in a hard day's work. If you work, you and your family should not have to depend on government assistance and the charity of others to put food on your table and a roof over your children's head. And it's long past time that we do more than just talk about the value of work. We can do more, and passing this legislation will be a great start. It's not a new idea. And Wisconsin is not alone in trying to solve this problem. There has been similar legislation introduced in 25 other states and has been introduced at the federal level as well. For many years, Wisconsin was considered a leader on issues that protected and strengthened working families, our old progressive tradition that we would be first. It is time for leaders on both sides of the aisle to do the right thing. And it's long past time that we pass this Equal Pay Enforcement Act. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon. I want to thank Senator Hansen for helping me take up this issue. I also want to thank everybody here today who has been here year after year. Thank you for coming out again, and those who are here for the first time. This is such an important issue, and I thank you for helping us with this. As a state representative, I am proud to say my constituents on Milwaukee's South Side are some of the best and hardworking people in the world. They do their best to earn a decent living by doing a great job for their employer, their city, and their state. And I'm as frustrated as you are, Senator Hansen, that for the fourth legislation session in a row, we have to introduce this bill to help guarantee one of our most basic rights that is guaranteed by our Constitution, equality. But Senator, I disagree with one point in your speech. I don't think employers pay their workers less because they believe they don't deserve it. They may believe they don't deserve it, but I think the reason they do it is because they can get away with it. One of our next speakers, Judy Burnick, will tell you about a situation playing out right now in Milwaukee that'll illustrate this very point. Now, let me tell you what our bill does to make sure that they can't get away with this anymore. The Equal Pay Bill would put teeth into a state law passed decades ago, the Wisconsin Fair Employment Act. This law already makes it illegal to discriminate against workers by paying less than their coworkers for discriminatory reasons. But like similar federal laws, these laws have not carried enough clout. They don't impose enough sanctions and punishments for those illegal acts. So our bill makes this bill stronger. It puts teeth into this dog. Our bill would give workers who have been underpaid not just their back pay and court costs, but also allow the courts to direct employers to pay monetary awards for damages. The amount would be as high as the court would decide. This bill also directs the state to study why wage inequalities exist in Wisconsin between men and women and different ethnic groups. If you'd like a copy of our bill, it's available by any one of us who are up here today. But I want to end this on a positive note. Even though I share Senator Hansen's frustration about the ongoing problem, I must point out why we propose to start making this situation better. Senator Hansen is a new Assistant Majority Leader in the State Senate, whose Labor Committee Chairman, Senator Coggs of Milwaukee, will hold a public hearing on this bill May 22nd. And I want every one of you here. And the Democratic Senate will pass this bill once again. And in the East Wing sits a governor who supports fair employment practices for all Wisconsin citizens. So your job today is to go to Office 113 West and see Republican Representative Mark Honnadel, who chairs the Assembly Labor Committee. He needs to hear the message that with only a 3-seat majority in the State Assembly, he can't afford to ignore the request to hold a public hearing and a vote on this very important bill. And he needs to show his colleagues on the other side of the aisle where he stands on this issue. We also have a letter from U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, who has introduced similar legislation in the U.S. Senate and is very supportive of this bill here in Wisconsin. So I want to thank you for coming out here today. And please, when we're done here, 113 West, State Representative Mark Honnadel, tell him this has to have a hearing in the Assembly and needs a vote in the Assembly. Because if it's brought up for a vote, I think we will pass it. So, thank you.